this could possibly bring up a point. I was talking to Bud DeShiel a little earlier. Now, this is not a folk song from the Child's Catalog. And Bud said that there were three things about folk music and folk music enthusiasts that he didn't particularly care for, and they are, Bud...
Put me on the spot.
Amen.
Well, hootenanny in the ethnic sense of the word. And
why?
Well, this is has come to be, unfortunately, it seems, among, you know, the ethnic thing, something that has sort of gotten away from music and is something that's a projection of much noise. And it has to be lots of noise and lots of enthusiasm, but particularly lots of noise, you see, and very little music. And this, I think, is a shame.
You were talking, we were talking about this the other day, and you were saying that you once went to Vicente Gomez and you heard, what, 12, 16
yes.
guitars playing?
12 or 14 guitars playing, but with modulation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a great difference. And it doesn't require great guitars. It just seems to require a little thinking.
Ah, what you mean is what you don't like is a bad hootenanny, because a good hootenanny, this is a hootenanny too.
Well, yes it is, but there is a feeling of organization which somehow or other seems to remove it from the hootenanny.
I think the word perhaps might be taste.
That is exactly the word.
And a little discretion. And the others are your other two bane words?
Well, rigid authenticity as this thing that a song has to be 1,500 years old to be authentic and to be a folk song. A folk song can be something that was written 10 minutes ago. And besides, what does it matter?
You know, Mr. Bickel has some opinions on
oh,
this.
Oh, I certainly do. I find that there's a large section of the public that confuse authenticity with dullness. If you just happen to peter out, that's very authentic, but it also happens to be very dull. And if you put a nice end chord onto something, that's already not authentic, and therefore there's showmanship involved, and it already has become non-folk song when you do that in the mind of those people who wave the flag of authenticity. It's nothing of the kind. You can sing a song authentically as long as you preserve the intent with which it was first sung. It remains a folk song, even though you put maybe some fancy guitar work on it that obviously the farmer or the peasant who first sung it didn't have, because he didn't know, because his fingers couldn't make it, and sometimes he didn't. He just sang it unaccompanied. The song remains authentic. I still maintain that most of the material that Belafonte does is still authentic, whereas what Jimmy Rogers has done is to be despised.
And the third, buddy.
Well, folk singer has come to mean to a lot of people this business, this back to the blanket, ersatz sort of authenticity, which they so grimly cling to, and which I feel is so completely unnecessary. In that, the intent, as Theo brought out, can still be there. The intent, the sincerity, and the good taste. And I prefer myself, I think, much as Theo does, to be called a guitarist and a singer.
I call myself a folk song singer.
Well, fine.
Right. Amen. Now, talking about guitars, so many people decide that they are going to be folk singers, and they do very little with the guitar. They just play cha-cha, or they fram it a little bit, or they play it with the elbow. And we have three people who can play the guitar. May we start with Mr. Bickel?